Everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion.
This is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How are you doing today, the day after Turkey Day? Many people ate turkey. Many people ate ham. Many people ate, I don't know, there are a lot of people who eat lasagna on Thanksgiving, and there were a lot of people who got nothing. So I guess all of us who were able to eat like little piggies should be very thankful, right? Anyway, I know I am. I went over to John's parents' house and, you know, did the whole... And I'm actually hearing all the noise in the background in the studio. I don't know why that is, but it's coming through into my mic. But anyway, I was over at the doing the family thing, and of course I read something today. In fact, I should have kept it to comment on it. I read something and something I was looking at this morning talking about, you know, everyone's relatives. You know, like there was one person that someone a while ago used to call the holiday plague, you know. It's terrible, isn't it? But anyway, you can pick your friends, you can't pick your relatives. But it was fun in the usual relative way. But anyway, they're listening, they'll probably chop off my head. But hey, you know what? It is what it is. Anyway, everybody ate like pigs, and here we are today, the day after Black Friday. A lot of people out there spending their money on all that Chinese stuff, and oh boy, that's going to do a lot for our economy here. But hey, that's what capitalism is all about, right? This true free market capitalism we've got going, right? Yeah, sure it is. Anyway, 800-313-9443 is the number to call in today if you want to. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I wanted to mention something to you, and maybe I'll be able to get in before we hit the break. I was listening to somebody sent me a clip of a neurologist who had called into a radio show. And he had just come from a meeting in D.C., and they were talking about this health care bill and how after age 70, if you need neurological intervention, say you have a stroke or an aneurysm and you need the neurosurgeon to operate, it ain't going to happen. In fact, I'll finish telling you that when we come back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion, and my name is Maggie Rodden. I am a redistributor of the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. If you would like to advertise your business or service on this network, get in touch with us. 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Our website address, republicbroadcasting.org. Actually, you can put RBN in, and Republic Broadcasting comes up. So the snail mail address, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I know I had somebody send me a letter once and via snail mail, and her print was so small, I needed a magnifying glass to read it. I am not kidding. Incredible. Anybody can write that small. We are on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are also on Twitter at RBN Live. And I am telling you, I do a lot of tweeting because it's a really effective way. And I actually have this little thing I use that puts my tweets up on my Facebook page as well as out through Twitter. And it works real well. It's a real handy device. This way you don't have to go into both systems. You can just do one. But it works real well to get information out there and also to receive information, because there's a lot of people out there who like to send you information to keep you up to snuff or up to speed, rather, so that you're in my case, you know, I oftentimes talk about the different stuff that people send me in that. So it's a real beneficial thing. It really is. So listen, everybody, Republic Broadcasting Network, Facebook, go there and, get involved. Follow Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook. You never know what you're going to find, kids, right? So anyway, I want to finish telling you the story now. This is for all the units out there now, because after age 70, you are now called a unit, And so this neurosurgeon was down in D.C. at a meeting of fellow neurosurgeons and neurological specialists. And this is what he found out, that with this whole Obamacare, you know, this wonderful magical thing where, you know, sugar plums will be dancing in your head and everybody's going to have all this wonderful health care and everything. There's a free lunch out there. Didn't you know it? Anyway, well, with this Obamacare, after age 70, you're going to get the little pill. You're going to get comfort care, which means no care. That's what comfort care really is. You take the pill. We load you up with a lot of drugs that blast you into la-la land. And that's about the end of that story. You know what I mean? A good old morphine drip. You get that going and somebody gets sailed into that good night. And so that's what comfort care is really all about. So after age 70, you know, and there's a lot of viable people who are older than 70. Well, you're now referred to as a unit, and you will no longer be receiving any neurological care. So if you go into the ER and you've got a bleed going on, and the neurosurgeon could easily go in there and, you know, put a couple clips in and fix the problem, ain't going to happen. And say you had a stroke and they could do a little intervention. You got an aneurysm, they might be able to repair that. Sorry, Charlie. Remember that commercial that, I don't know, it was probably around in the 70s or 80s, Charlie the Tuna. And what was it? Starkiss Tuna. They didn't want Charlie. That's when, you know, they'd send a little hook down with a little sign on it. Sorry, Charlie. Well, guess what, units? After age 70, you're now known as units, and they're sending you a little hook with a sign on it that says, sorry, Charlie. Ain't getting nothing. So how do you like them apples, kids, huh? Welcome to the world of the free lunch. Isn't it grand? Oh, you get a lot of stuff at the free lunch. You really, really do. You just don't know it yet. What kind of a free lunch? What kind of a feast? It lies ahead of you. You just haven't seen it yet. Oh, but you will. It's yet to be revealed, but it will be. Oh, they will be unmasking themselves momentarily, and you'll be able to see what they have in store for all of us very, very soon. Yep. Anyway, my guest this morning is William Taylor Ryle, and we're going to talk about nullification today because I don't think we've really gotten to it yet, and he and I have talked about talking about it for, a long time now, and we just haven't gotten around to talking about it. So today is the day we're going to talk about it. So how are you, Bill?
I'm fine. Happy day after Thanksgiving.
Ah, thank you. So anyway, let's get right to nullification, if we could. What is it, Bill?
Well, nullification, which we all have done probably from time to time, but specifically state nullification, is the state acting in its capacity as a member of the compact of the Constitution, says to the central government, you have passed an unconstitutional law, which in reality is no law, and the state will not participate or enforce that law. That's how simple it is. It doesn't repeal the law. It just says that a particular state will not participate or enforce a law that the central government has passed, which is unconstitutional.
Yes. Can you give me some examples where we have states have used nullification, if they have? Heretofore, have they used it in any capacity for anything that you can think of, Bill? Give an example to people so they get kind of an idea.
Well, originally, the first time it was used was in 1798, when the central government, the federal government, passed the Alien and Sedition Act. There were four acts. The last one was the Sedition Act. The Sedition Act said that it was unlawful, punishable by fines or arrest or both, to speak against the government, particularly the president and the Congress. And it's interesting.
Boy, I'd be in deep doo-doo. Yeah, they're working on it again anyway, Bill. They're just calling it something else, you know.
Well, it was interesting. The law was scheduled to end at a sunshine date on the day before the president, John Adams, was due to leave office. People might remember that at that time the vice president was the person who got the second largest number of votes. And in this case, Adams was the Federalist. He was the president. the vice president was Thomas Jefferson, who was an anti-federalist. And in fact, Jefferson was very concerned about writing anything during that period because of the possibility of him being arrested. And so he didn't. At any rate, he...
So let me interrupt you for a second there. So Adams really wanted a larger government. He was for a big federal government, and Jefferson was against that ideology.
Right. Adams was a federalist, and, of course, Jefferson was anti-federalist. And the Congress was a federalist, and the northern states were primarily federal. And so when Jefferson wrote the Kentucky Resolution and Madison wrote the Virginia Resolution against this, they said, hey, we don't want to break up the Union. That's not what we're talking about. But you've passed these laws, these alien and sedition laws, that are unconstitutional. And Kentucky, for Jefferson, and Virginia for Madison, will not enforce these laws. And the northern states didn't go along. They said that wasn't right. A few of the southern states joined, but didn't take aggressive action. Jefferson and Madison wrote additional resolutions that were passed by the state assemblies in 99, and then Madison wrote an extensive report justifying the interposition, as he called it, of Virginia against the central government, and the General Assembly accepted that report. But it didn't really take off, and as I said, the day before Adams was out of office, of course, Jefferson became the president following him. The Seditional Act went away. So that problem was solved by that.
Well, how did it go away? What'd they do, repeal it? What'd they do?
No, it had a sunshine date of the day before Adams was to leave office.
Oh, how interesting.
So tell me what it was written for. It was to quiet in the anti-federalists. And, you know, this was just, what, 10 years, 9 years after the Constitution went into force.
It's amazing that. I'm going to stop you right there, Bill. Did you see that John Adams, that series that was on TV? I don't know if it was called John Adams, but it was about Adams. Did you see that on television? That series that was on, I don't know, last year, the year before, something like that. Did you get to see that?
Was that Making of the Constitution or something? I don't know.
No, I can't remember what it was called, but it was about Adams.
I saw a series where they talked about all the presidents. I don't think a special one.
No. This one was focused on him.
Answered no. I didn't.
Okay. Anyway, isn't that interesting? Because I don't remember anything in that. Now, you know, I could have just not caught it, but I don't remember anything in that referenced him being a federalist and really, I don't remember him wanting big government, and I don't think there was anything about the Alien and Sedition Act in there either. I'd like to see it again just to be curious. Maybe I missed it, or maybe they just didn't put that little ditty in there.
Right. Well, as I said, it doesn't repeal the law. That Congress has to do. And some argue, well, that's not lawful. Others argue that it takes a lot of states to make it work. But in reality, it's just one state. This idea of nullifying is actually inherent in every individual. When the government, at any level, passes a law that's unconstitutional, the people have a right to say, no, we're not going to follow that law. Now, you got to be responsible for your decisions, and if you're wrong, you might go to jail. You might go to jail anyway, but you would have certainly a very good defense in that an
What is it, ignorance?
No. No.
I'm being sarcastic.
I know. Well, maybe most people are ignorant of this.
Yeah,
but...
ain't we? Yes, we is. We ain't we? We sure is, Bill.
but it's well settled. In fact, even the Federalist Papers talk about this, that an unconstitutional act is null and void from the time that it was passed, and it has no force and effect.
Yeah, hang on. We got to go to break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, and Mike in Chicago, I'll grab your call when we come back. My guest this morning, William Taylor Ryle. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. If you would like to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Got to have the word "the" in there, or else you're going to be taken to the wrong place. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. Go there. I got a lot of information on my website, links to a lot of other websites with tons of info. So I suggest you check it out. And when I get the clip cut down, if John would cut it down for me so I could put it on my website, he happens to be golfing right now, so it's not going to happen anytime soon. Then I will put that clip on there of that neurosurgeon talking with the one of the talk radio hosts about his meeting in D.C. and about them calling people units who are older than age 70 and that they will not be provided neurological services. So anyway, the grand design, of course, you have people's control of their health care. Got to buy the short hairs. Their hearts and minds will follow, so they think. Huh? I don't think there's going to be too many hearts and minds following along that path, although there are some people who are advocates of killing off lots of people, like 85% of us. That's the game plan. Anyway, let me grab this caller. We have Mike in Chicago. How are you, Mike?
Good. Not too bad. I had to cook my own dinner, by the way, so it wasn't if I had to do it, yeah. So even if I didn't eat, I probably wouldn't have minded. No. Getting to the story, look, there's two things. You got failure and slavery, okay? Those are two destinations, you see?
Failure and slavery people, is failure. Yeah. You said failure is the first one?
Failures, Yeah, failure is one, and slavery is the other. Right. This is one destination, okay? Now, there's many roads to that destination, see? There's many roads, one of them of which is, let's pay off the lawmakers, and let's make a law saying they have to treat you, no matter who you are, no matter what language you speak, okay? That's one road. What is that going to do? It's going to funnel people into the road, and it's going to eventually make it fail and create a slave state. And you see, now they create all these other roads. Now here's another road going to the same destination. They're going to make me pay unconstitutionally for health care, all right, by fining me, even though I have a homeopathic doctor who doesn't have anything to do with Obamacare, okay?
So let me interrupt you one second here, Mike. What you're going to be paying for is health care insurance. That doesn't mean you'll get any care.
That's right.
You'll have a card that says you have insurance, but that doesn't equate to being provided the actual service itself.
See, when I call in, I get your guests confused because this is so diabolic and huge, and it's almost game over time. But right now, we're into phase two of the revolution, and you know, like these occupiers. I mean, it's across the globe, you see, and we have to change the whole system. And the guests before you, I was wondering, you know, how are we? We're going to have to. This is all corrupt. I took a class at it was a graduate level class at Loyola. It was an introduction to religion, and you can't have a democracy with immoral people. And we studied that through the whole semester. We read a book. I don't want to get into it. You know which book it was. It was Shantung Compound. You could pick it up if you want. But we discussed this book. It was about World War II. The Americans and Europeans were in internment camps, and they had a democracy set up for them with Japanese military surrounding them with guns. And we studied how the democracy that they were setting up within the camp could never work with immoral people. And that's what happened here. So I don't know what we're going to do to get out of this, but we better start thinking about it right now. So go ahead.
Well, it's fairly simple.
Bill, go right ahead and comment on what Mike's saying.
We are fortunate in that this country was founded on Christian principles and morality. Primarily, the Bible forms, the Holy Bible, that's the Old and New Testament, forms the basis of our law here. The framers wrote everything down. It's extensively documented. We have the Declaration of Independence, Articles of Confederation, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, Anti-Federalist Papers, on and on. The convention notes for the states and ratification. So when you look at all of those documents, we don't have to invent anything here. And this country, unlike any country on the earth, is framed on the idea of individual sovereignty, individual liberty, and the basis of our laws are to be biblical. When you say about fixing it, the simple solution is to demand and insist on those in government at all level follow their oath of office to support, obey, and defend, if they're in the federal office, the federal constitution, if they're in their state, the state and the federal constitution. And we have to have remedies to make them do that. We don't have them now, although they're supposed to be there. The government was set up with multiple checks and balances. This idea of the people being sovereign and giving that sovereignty, that authority, not the sovereignty, but the authority to act on their behalf at all different levels, starting with your local office, your local community, your county, your state, and the federal, in well-documented proportions, the federal government having very limited. I'll take up afterwards.
Yeah, hang on. Mike, we'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't change the dial. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that Extendovite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendovite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendovite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendovite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Bill, my guest this morning, he has a tab on there where he's written some documents and put them up on there. I suggest you take a look if you are interested. And we're talking with Mike in Chicago. Bill, go ahead and finish making your point, if you would, please.
Yeah. So the solution is written down. And unfortunately, through time, the people have been dumbed down by intention. But the remedy is to have the true law enforced in this country and for the people to stand up for the fact that when government acts without constitutional authority, whatever they've done is null and void. It is not law.
Yeah, well, that doesn't stop them from doing it, does it?
Well,
unfortunately.
That's right, and because the people, you know, they work it out really well. You know, the fines are sort of less than it costs to hire an attorney, so you go ahead and pay the fine, or you don't want the hassle. They got this really worked out well. But the bottom line is they get empowered by that, and we the people have got to say we're not going to play anymore and do it in force, and that is in numbers. And most of what government does today, in my estimation, is unconstitutional. Think about it, and you'll find that that's a very valid statement. There's no authority in the Constitution for the alphabet soup organizations that FDR created and have been since. There's no authority for foreign aid. There's no authority for a central bank. There's no authority for welfare, on and on and on. And in fact, balancing the budget would be really simple if they just take the Constitution and redline everything that's not authorized.
Right.
Mike,
this is a total breath of fresh air. I hope millions and millions of people are listening to this gentleman and fact, I agree with that. The last part. Our only hope is a society that is that senses that we're going that we're in the dumper is that our only hope is going to be like your guest just said, that this is null and void from the beginning. I mean, they've got us so enslaved in inflation right now that we feel helpless, and they have to set up like speed cameras now to get their. I mean, everything is so broke, everything is so stolen, everything is so obvious. Now they have to take a camera, you know, and ticket, you know, and just suck the money in. And I heard, well, MB Global, I think it was called, $600 billion is missing. We just emptied everybody's account until we could sort it out. They're just going to go into your bank account and steal. I mean, how far is this going to go? But I'll leave it at that. Okay. Thank you very much. You got a wonderful guest. That's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Take care. Have a nice weekend. Go out. You know what? If people, this is one thing I'm going to suggest to people, and this is an email that I got, and it's really a very good idea. If you don't want to contribute to the economy of China and all the other third world countries who make our products, since we make nothing here in the United States anymore, you can buy somebody, you know, their barber, get them $50 worth of haircuts or something like that. I don't know what a barber charges. My friend here who was a barber, but she's 83 years old and living in 1970 prices, you know, she charged like $12 for a haircut, which is, you know, not too many people charge $12 for a haircut anymore. But, you know, how about the guy who repairs shoes, you know? Somebody always needs a new pair of heels or lifts or something on their shoes. But you guys get in the picture, you know, or the local diner owned by, you know, the guy down the street who always pays for your bowling shirts or contributes to the, you know, Little League or that kind of thing. Do something like that instead of buying some piece of crap made in China by a communist country that it's going to rule over us along with the other globalist people anyway. So, you know, those kinds of things would be really much more to stimulate the economy if you'd want to do something to really benefit your community, then do something like that, huh? Anyway, Bill, so...
So this idea of nullifying really starts with the individual. And until we, the people, wake up and realize that we're the bosses and start acting like it and get those who work for us to follow their rules, that is, the constitutions and the surrounding documents, do their job according to the law, then we're down this trail because all bets are off. It's the rule of man, not the rule of law.
Well, you know, Bill, the hardest thing I encounter, in fact, I'll tell you, here's a perfect example. I was sitting at John's parents' house yesterday, and several people there were involved in this lengthy, in-depth conversation about some television series that's, I don't know the name of it, it's irrelevant, it doesn't matter. But anyway, they knew all these details about all these different things going on. Now, I don't, you know, no one likes to hear anything I have to say too often about, because I'm rambling on about, you know, freedom and liberty, and they don't want to hear anything about that because, you know, that interferes with the delusion they're living in. But one, John's brother mentioned, he lives in upstate Pennsylvania, he mentioned this little thing going on called the Council of Governments, COG. And I said, oh, well, gee, guess what that is? That's part of UN Agenda 21, sustainable development that I'm, you know, talking about all the time, like beating a dead horse day in and day out, day in and day out. Now, nobody wanted to talk about that at all. Nobody wanted to hear about how your freedom and liberty is being systematically destroyed, but they could talk on and on and on about this nonsense television series. Now, if they're listening, I don't care if they don't like it. It's just tough. Too bad. I am not always on the top of the list of how to win friends and influence people, Bill. I can tell you that much. In fact, somebody had sent me an email, a total stranger had sent me an email and said something, and I said, well, what do you want to do about it? Anything? You know, I was a little perturbed in the email, because after a while, you kind of lose your patience. You know, when you're talking to people about this is what's happening right in your face today, right now. This is going on. This is in your life. This is what they are doing. Because he was talking about how, with this Council of Government, how it was so outrageous, these environmental demands that we're making. Hello? Where do you think this is going to lead? This is what I don't get. Bill, even if they do happen to stumble upon something and it kind of sparks like some little a brain cell or two that says, hey, warning, 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 you know, Will Robinson, danger, 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 you know, they don't do anything about it. Hey, let's go back talking about this nonsense television series. That's going to get you far.
Well,
I can't take it sometimes. Bill, I can't take it. I'm telling you.
Need some spinach.
Yeah, there you go. yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, today
yeah,
I
can't take it anymore.
Anyway,
this isn't a new concept. the Communist Manifesto was written in, what, 1848, 47 time frame?
Yeah.
The 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto: abrogation of private property, heavy progressive income tax, number 3, abrogation of all rights of inheritance, number 4, confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels, 5, central bank, 6, government control of communications and transportation, 7, government ownership of factories and agriculture, 8, government control of labor, 9, corporate farms, regional planning. That sounds like Agenda 21. Anyway, and zoning. Number 10, government control of education. All of those have already been implemented in the United States and all the states. And so everyone can conclude we are now no longer a republic. We at best are a constitutional dictatorship. I would suggest even more a socialist police state.
Yeah,
and they just got it covered up.
Yep. In fact, you know, I was reading something, and this is something I got from somebody and had something somebody sent me via Twitter, actually. And I had read about this before, but they were referencing, you know, so many people are so attached to these different politicians out there. And this was, I guess, Newt Gingrich, maybe in one of the speeches he had given recently. I don't know. I can't stand a liar. But he had mentioned the Millennium Challenge Corporation. And let me give you a little background on what that is. That was created in 2002 by Bush Sr. It was to fund initiatives to improve the economies and standards of living in qualified developing countries. Anyway, let me get down to when it's, of course, you know, all about redistribution of wealth and blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you. Anyway, let me give you a little information on some of the guidelines. In order to promote environmentally and socially sound projects within its compacts, MCC requires use of its environmental guidelines. These guidelines define environment broadly, including involuntary resettlement. Involuntary resettlement. So what does that mean to people? Can you see where this is already taking place right here in this country when they are using all these manipulative tactics, zoning, cutting off the water in the San Joaquin Valley so that the farmers can't grow any food because they claim there's a little minnow called the Delta Smelt that's endangered, or that they want to blow the dams up in, what is it, I don't know, Siskiyou County, I'm not sure, the county up in Northern California, they've got four dams lined up that they want to blow. That'll take out the farmland there because the farmers won't be able to rely on a expectation of a certain amount of water that was created previously because of those dams so that they could irrigate their crops. You know, it, I mean, this goes on and on and on, but including involuntary resettlement, that means you have no choice. Involuntary is an option. Involuntary is no choice. So I just, it is interesting to me, Bill. I don't know, interesting isn't even a strong enough word. It is amazing to me that these kinds of things are out there. They're telling you exactly what they intend to do. They are showing you what they intend to do. This kind of involuntary resettlement is taking place massively all throughout the African continent. And yet we're concerned about, they can tell you every detail about the TV show, every single detail.
Well,
the color shoes they wore.
Right. And the names and the stats of all the players on all the teams. I mean, this idea of distracting people with games sounds like Roman time, doesn't it?
Oh, it It is, Bill. It is truly bread and circuses, and it's just so outrageous. I just...
Not that
you know,
I don't
know.
Yeah, I enjoy a good football game, but this total obsession with knowing everything about your team, and then they win, and you say, we won. I don't understand that. I don't know anybody. Those people got on the field and battled things out. But point being is that's the process to keep people distracted. Talk about eminent domain. That's so used aggressively now to steal people's property. Give it to somebody else, it'll pay a higher tax.
Well, you know, they're even doing backdoor things so that they don't have to, as it's dictated in the Constitution, pay you fair value for your property. They're even doing backdoor things so they get out of even compensating you for the loss of your property. It's just, I am always perplexed and amazed, Bill, that this continues day after day after day, assault after obvious assault, and yet few people want to do anything. We've got another caller here. Let's go to Werner in New Brunswick. Hi, Werner. How are you today?
Oh, I'm bumming around today.
Oh, well, there you go. Today's a perfect day for bumming around. What's up, Werner?
I'm listening to your program. And
enjoying every minute of it, as always. Right, Werner?
Yeah. Always very inspiring.
Well, good. I'm glad. Thank you.
Listen, right wing, left wing, they're all the wings on the same bird, and the bird is flying is only flying in one direction.
You're right.
You know? And how can people be so blind and so stupid? We have seen what the left wing, what the communists, what their track record was in their communist paradise. The
richest
country in the world, with all their bureaucracy, with all their experts, after 78 years, or even before 78 years, they couldn't even feed themselves anymore. And what kind of a carnage in human casualties was left behind by that kind of a system?
I was talking to a woman yesterday who actually was a refugee from the Ukraine, born in 1938, and so she was talking about when she was a little girl and her father and mother. She had three older siblings who died. And there were just the three younger ones left, and her father, he had made a sled. It was in the wintertime, made a sled secretively. He was doing it on the sly and then they had left in the middle of the night, and her father was pulling. Her mother, who was dying of cancer, was pushing, and the three little kids were in this sled, and they were escaping, and they had escaped to Austria. I don't remember the name of the town, but I believe they had escaped originally to Austria. And she was talking about just what life was like. At one point, they were living in a barn, and she said how they were that somebody had rung a bell in the town to warn that there were German soldiers who were coming at them, and all the men hid in a fruit cellar, and she and her two siblings were hiding up in the barn and waiting for the German soldiers to go by. And she was talking about the people, the bodies on the sides of roads, the bombing at night, just the horrific, terrifying circumstance. And she was in, I don't know, I guess a displaced person camp for about 5 years because her mother had died on the side of the road, and they had it took them 3 days to dig a big enough hole to bury the mother in the wintertime. And she was talking about the horrific circumstances, and they were in these camps after the war for about 4.5 years because no one wanted to sponsor them, and because it was just her father and the three little kids. And finally they ended up having some Catholic nuns who sponsored them to come to America. But it was just absolutely, absolutely horrifying. And, you know, she talked about there were a couple of men who were going to be put on a train to go back to Russia, and she said they stood there and they both slit their own throats because they didn't want to go to Russia because they knew they'd end up in the
in the gulag.
In the gulag, exactly. And she said, you know, and the tears went. I mean, Yeah, it was just, you know, and the tears were instantly there. I mean, these memories in her mind are indelible in her mind, and they were there. And this is a little tiny kid remembering these horrifying things. So be replicated again. It will be replicated again. There's no doubt about it. Here in the United States.
Unless the people say enough's enough and stop playing the game and rely on our laws and our history and the checks and balances built into this government and don't let these crooks continue to do what they're doing.
Yeah. And what I'm saying, big government is the problem.
Certainly.
And science, not the solution.
Hang on, Werner, because we've got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't change that dial. We will return.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function, and you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. 800-313-9443. We are on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. We are on Twitter, at RBN Live. If you want to advertise your business or service, call the network, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Listen, if you want to write to us, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, republicbroadcasting.org is our website. And listen, I suggest you, advertise your business or service. You want to keep free the truth on the air, then the way to make that happen is to help out. Hey, you can even donate to the network if you'd like. So do something. Buy one of the products up there. Donate. Advertise. I'm telling you, I don't care which way you do it. Just do something. Listen, Werner, you were starting to make a point when we had to go to break, so please go ahead and continue. Werner?
People that don't learn from the past, whether it happens in the own, in here in North America or anywhere else in the world, if people don't learn from the past and do the same mistakes over and over again, those people are bound to perish.
Yep.
Definition of insanity.
Nature. Maybe when people have been so stupefied for such long time, you know, and have been buying all the brainwashing by the mainstream media and everything, maybe they have to disappear from this planet.
Oh, I think we need to stop thinking about the problem so much and start focusing on the solutions. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
As I say, the solutions, they don't come from big government. What we have seen all through history, big government, ultimately, they screwed up, and empires, they rose up, and then big government, big bureaucracy came in, and then within, generally, the cycle was 300 years, then the empires, they go down.
But that's not the government we're supposed to have here, Werner. That's the beauty of this country, and it's written down. We have our country, our rights, our government have been hijacked. It's supposed to be, a central government is supposed to be of enumerated, limited and well-enumerated powers. They've assumed upon themselves almost total power now, unconstitutionally.
As I say, you know, the dictatorship by bureaucrats.
Well,
yeah. It's true.
And we
little
let
Soviets.
Them, and we let them get away with it.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
And maybe it takes for the people that they need to get the 2x4 over the head to get them to wake up.
Well, it's happening. Eventually, people are going to say, I don't have any bread. And maybe at that point they'll say, oh, I guess we're going to do something. In the Republic, the legend, you know, everybody talks about a couple things. We have to have equal power amongst the branches, co-equal power. That's not true. The legislature, our representatives, since we have all the power, we're the sovereign. The legislature, by Madison's own statement in Federal 51, is necessarily the predominant branch.
Basically, the servants have become, think they are the masters, and
okay.
Behave that way.
Okay, so they're not, and so what we do is that's a problem. Let's talk about the solution. We got to get them back in the box. We got to instruct them that they're not going to do it, and stop going along. We have to do that collectively, because individually they all get us. We need a fair number of people, not a lot, but a fair number of people, to stop playing the game.
But it takes only a small number of very determined people, you know.
Yes, that's right. You're absolutely right, so let's do it.
Okay. thanks for what you are bringing awareness to, and I hope, for all our sakes, that people start waking up.
I hope so, too, Werner. Listen, we got to go to a quick 60-second break. We'll be right back, everybody, in 60 short seconds. Don't change that dial. We're coming back.